presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Washington Post World, January 5, 4:52 America, New York. Death toll in Somalia twin bombings rises to at least 20. A doctor says the death toll in a pair of suicide car bombings in Somalia early Wednesday has risen to at least 20, including 9 members of the same family.
BBC News World,
January 5, 4:40 America, New York, Utah shooting. 8 family members found shot dead in home. Police were conducting a welfare check when they found the bodies.
Time,
January 5, 4:39 America, New York. Worst day of train strikes threatens to bring UK to a halt. Some of London's biggest railway stations are shut on Thursday, while airports such as Gatwick are also deprived of any train services, as strikes on the network reach a critical peak.
Time,
January 5, 4:26 America, New York, Hong Kong to start reopening border with China on Sunday. Hong Kong will start to reopen its border with mainland China on Sunday and allow tens of thousands of people to cross from each side every day without quarantine, the city's leader said.
New York Times World News,
January 5, 4:11 America, New York, Pope Francis's homily for Benedict calls him a faithful friend of Jesus. Pope Francis's short speech honored the former pontiff, whose life's work was meditating on the life of Jesus, and who faced many challenges before retiring in 2013. Pope Francis delivering the homily at the funeral on Thursday.
New York Times World News,
January 5, 3:46 America, New York, the funeral for Pope Benedict XVI in pictures. Benedict XVI was laid to rest in a ceremony that marked the end of an unusual arrangement during which he lived on the Vatican grounds after having resigned in 2013. The coffin of Pope Benedict XVI was carried out of St. Peter's Basilica on Thursday. RT World News,
January 5, 3:32 America, New York, Japan comments on even stronger alliance with U.S. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has said the nations will work towards a free and open Indo-Pacific. Japan seeks to strengthen its military ties with the U.S., the country's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, has said ahead of a visit to Washington.
BBC News World,
January 5, 3:28 America, New York. Applause for former Pope Benedict's coffin at funeral. Pope Benedict XVI is laid to rest in a traditional papal funeral at the Vatican in Italy.
RT World News,
January 5, 2:39 America, New York, Iran summons French ambassador over disgusting cartoons. Tehran's outrage comes after Charlie Hebdo magazine mocked the nation's top religious official. The Iranian Foreign Ministry has summoned Paris's ambassador to the country over cartoons in a French magazine that insulted both the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and the nation's religious practices.
Washington Post World,
January 5, 2:24 America, New York. Between battles, Ukraine soldiers have a place to recover. Sitting on comfy armchairs in a low-lit room smelling of lavender and pine trees, the men take deep breaths as they close their eyes and listen to meditation music. Fox World News,
January 5, 2:06 America, New York. Anonymous claims Serbia is Putin's puppet. Russia looks to expand war in Europe and distract the West. Kosovo closed the border to Serbia after ethnic Serbians created a blockade and fired at authorities, but Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić helped to relax the situation.
BBC News World,
January 5, 2:05 America, New York. Prince Harry accuses Prince William of physical attack in book report. In his book Spare, the Duke of Sussex claims his brother pushed him to the floor, The Guardian says.
Washington Post World,
January 5, 2:01 America, New York. Palestinians say teen killed by army in West Bank clashes. The Palestinian Health Ministry says that a 16-year-old Palestinian was killed by Israeli fire during an arrest raid in the occupied West Bank city of Nablus.
Mirror World News,
January 5, 2:00 America, New York. Russian soldiers using mobile phones blamed as at least 89 die from Ukraine attack. Russian military leaders have blamed soldiers using their mobile phones for giving away the location of their base, which was hit by Ukrainian shelling, causing at least 89 deaths.
Mirror World News,
January 5, 1:47 America, New York. Participant taking part in experimental trial for Alzheimer's drug dies suddenly. A 65-year-old has died after taking part in an experimental clinical trial for Alzheimer's disease, with a new study saying their passing could have been related to the drug.
Time.
January 5th, 1:30 America, New York. What we know so far about the family feud tossing the future of U.S. soccer into question. In the aftermath of Team USA's performance at the Qatar World Cup, American soccer fans had plenty to cheer. The young U.S. squad advanced out of a competitive group stage, capping off pool play with a thrilling, winner-takes-all 1-0 win over Iran.
New York Times World News.
January 5th, 024 America, New York, your Thursday briefing. The Russian authorities have laid the blame for a deadly Ukrainian strike on their soldiers themselves. A Russian soldier taking a photo on his mobile phone at the Mariupol theater in April.
Mirror World News. January 5th, 008 America, New York, huge Viking haul discovered in biggest find in more than a decade. A massive thousand-year-old Viking hall that may have once housed important meetings has been found by archaeologists who believe they have only excavated part of the giant structure.